And I do project work all over the country. I've gone to Thailand and Russia.
Yeah.
So I feel your comfort.
Yeah. I would challenge you. Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
Right? Because he is the truth. And what I would challenge you is the culture, I think you'll know this, the culture is awash in sin and destruction.
I agree.
But I would say to the next level, I would say that the church system in America and the world is also, because they've merged with the world, and I would just lovingly tell you, I would challenge you to test, I hope you don't take this personal, but I have to tell you, I hope you would test the Lutheran faith, because the Lutheran faith is named after who?
Martin Luther.
A man. Oh, have you ever studied Martin Luther?
Yeah.
He was not a biblical man.
No, hey, but...
He actually hated the Jews.
I understand that. But that was then. But we don't believe that.
Right, but when we identify ourselves with a man, and then plus his theology and his gospel. So I would just encourage you, go to my website. I have articles on the Lutherans. Check the biblical gospel. Let me just say this to you. Ready? This is going to be shocking, and then I want you to prove me wrong. Ready? There's going to be no Lutherans in heaven. Hear me out. There's going to be no Jehovah's Witnesses. There's going to be no Mormons. There's going to be no Roman Catholics. You know who's going to be in heaven?
Christian.
Born-again, blood-bought saints that come by the gospel, but they're not part of man-made religion and they're not part of the world.
I think, yes, I will challenge you. I disagree in that we are born again. We're baptized. And
baptism's not born again.
No, we're baptized in the triune God. We believe in the triune God.
Right. So does Satan.
Well, so what?
Yeah.
I mean, that's his problem, not mine.
Yeah, but what that means is just belief alone.
Do you believe in the triune God?
I believe the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yes.
Yeah. Do you believe that Jesus is your Savior?
Yes, he's the Messiah.
Okay, and then that's what God's Word says.
Right.
If you believe in Jesus as your Savior...
It takes more than belief, sir. You have to come by his shed blood, so we agree there. You have to come through repentance. Jesus said, lest you repent, you'll perish.
I understand.
Repentance is when you change your mind and change your ways. We had to come out of the world, and we had to come out of man-made churchianity to follow Jesus. So by faith and repentance, you follow Jesus. And the Bible says in Acts 5, God gives the Holy Spirit to whoever just believes. No, it doesn't say that. It says in Acts 5:32, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. So you're born again. We're born again when we obey God through faith and repentance. And the fruit that we're born of God, and I understand you did mission work and stuff, but that's not the fruit. You know, if I do good works, that's not the fruit I'm born of God. The fruit I'm born of God is that my life conforms to the Word and the Spirit of God, which means I have to come out of the culture, sports, politics, movies, entertainment. That's not of God. That's Satan's culture. That's Satan's culture. And then I have to come out of all false ways. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you worship God in false man-made traditions like Christmas, like Easter, like false gospels, Jesus says you worship him in vain. Read Mark 7.
I will.
Mark 7, 6, 8, 9, and 10. And I got tons of articles, again, for free. I don't take anybody's money.
I'll read this.
And I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to Bible study with you and show you the truth. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. She had to come out of that.
Yeah. Well, see, I believe that I am in the world, but not of the world.
Right.
See, I mean, so...
That's true.
Now,
and that's how I live.
What do you do when you sin? How do you repent? You repent every time you sin, right?
Absolutely.
Me too.
You have to. But the problem is, what is sin? So most people have a blurred view of what sin is. The church system has taught them a wrong view of sin. most people in the church system don't think being worldly is a sin. Like, we're in Packer land, right? I used to be a rabid football fan. Yeah. Most American Christians would say, what's wrong with the NFL? That's not sin.
Oh, I understand that.
So it's violent. It's covetous. They're now approving of sodomy and lesbianism. It is about drunkenness. It's about sexual impurity. They got the cheerleaders running around. They got all the, maybe not the Packers, but it's not of
you
God.
You separate yourself
it's
and
not
everything
of God.
That you do, then?
Absolutely. The Bible, that's what it is to be holy. See, Jesus can't make you holy unless you repent of your sin and follow him. So are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Is your wife set apart for you?
Yeah.
Are you set apart for her? Can she have a boyfriend on the side?
No.
Do you get a girlfriend on the side?
No.
Why? Because you're holy set apart. You're set apart for each other. This is how we must be for God. And what American churchianity does in love is they've bought into a false system. Ready? I go to a building, I do worship services, one paid guy in a box, we do songs, we say we love God, we give an offering, and then I go out and I pretty much live my life here. And some people like you will go and do some mission work, and some people do this, but still there's a separation between following Christ. And by the way, that building-centered faith, Jesus did away with. The man in the pulpit, Jesus did away with. Sunday is the Lord's day, that's absolutely a lie. It's not the Lord's day. Every day is the Lord's day. Now we're resting in Him. He's our Sabbath rest. Here's one for you. I like to tell people this. Good Friday and Easter Sunday, they're both lies.
How do you figure that out?
Ready? How many days did Jesus say He'd be in the grave?
Three.
And three nights. Can you get 3 days and three nights
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
He was gone before Sunday.
It doesn't have
to. Where's the three nights?
In the Jewish faith at that time, it, even a partial day was...
That's called reckoning. Where's the two nights? Friday night, Saturday night. Where's the third night? Here's the thing. Those are Roman Catholic holidays. They're lies. And the Bible says in Revelation 22, if you love and practice lies...
Where did you come up with this theory?
It's absolutely in the Word of God.
It
actually tells us in John 19, ready?
Yeah.
I have an article on Good Friday. Look it up. Yeah. I'm glad you're interested. Look it up on my teaching blog. If you call me, email me, text me, I can help you.
I will.
I can guide you through this. There was two Sabbaths that day. Because everybody says, they took them down before the Sabbath, so it had to be Saturday. John 19 says there was a high Sabbath. Do you know what a high Sabbath was? It tells us right in the Bible.
Yeah.
High Sabbath was an additional Sabbath day, was a special Sabbath day that fell on a day other than Saturday. That year, there was two Sabbaths. There was a Thursday Sabbath, it was the high Sabbath, John says it, and there was a Saturday Sabbath. Jesus goes in the grave Wednesday night, take him down before the Sabbath, which is Thursday. He's in the grave Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, there's your three nights. He's in the grave all day Thursday, all day Friday, Saturday. He resurrects on Saturday. Do you know why he resurrects on Saturday?
What?
Hebrews 4 says he is our Sabbath rest. And that was the old Sabbath. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are Roman Catholic traditions that Martin Luther brought to the evangelicals, and they never rejected them. Same thing with Christmas. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, keep the traditions I've handed down. Jesus called Paul in Acts 9 to be his man. Pretty good credentials, right? I don't have that. You don't have that. Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. Can you show me one place where Paul or Peter or John ever practiced Christmas in the scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't exist for 600 or 700 years until the Roman Catholics brought it in and the evangelicals kept it going. These all these false traditions that you can't worship Christ in these false traditions. So you have a faith in Jesus, that's awesome. Here's what I'd like you to do. Man-made religion and the Lutheran faith has you about here. God says, my standard's up here. Now strive to get up to His standard as fruit.
And I think we do every day, because I know I have to repent every day.
Right, but what you have to do though is now you have to study these, and if Christmas and Easter and Good Friday are lies, you have to repent of them. That means you have to stop doing them. If worldliness is sinful, you have to stop doing that. If you're part of the culture, most American Christians are part of the culture. I call it cultural Christianity. And here's what's happened. God always called His people, the Israelites, out from the world. The American church has linked to the world. They act like the world, they dress like the world, they talk like the world pretty much. They do all the things that the world does. But the Bible calls us to be out, holy, and separate. And that's the only way that you have fruit, that you're of God. And Jesus says, unless you abide in my word and you have fruit, you'll be cut off as a branch that doesn't produce fruit and thrown in the fire. And most people in the American church system are going to hear this. Away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, because they're keeping sin. And His true people, the remnants that have come out, they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So I challenge you to go a lot deeper.
I will go deeper,
but I
think that the word says don't add or take anything away from
Right, Deuteronomy and Revelation 22. Right. So everything I teach you is right in the scriptures.
But my thought is...
The Lutherans have added with Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. and the paid guy in the pulpit, no more. You know what the true New Testament, real quick, you know what the true New Testament body's supposed to be?
Yes.
Groups of believers gathering together. We don't need a building. We don't need one paid guy. We all come together, and guess what? All the men, you notice my wife is quiet. She doesn't interrupt men when they're talking, because the Bible says the women should be silent when the men of God are talking about the Word of God. She teaches women, and she goes out in the streets with me and hands out gospel cards, but my wife knows that God's Word says that when men talk, men are reasoning in the Word. So a true body would be us meeting in your living room, six or eight guys of us coming together with our wives, and then we all talk about the Word of God, we teach, we ask questions, we give testimony, we can sing, we can pray, we can minister to each other. We don't need one paid guy in a box. That's a man-made system. It's a family that holds each other close and tight, not a religious system that you go to. How many people do you know drive by and go, that's my church, and what are they pointing at? Brick and mortar. That's not the church. Who's the body of Christ?
The people are the church.
But they...
I think that you're just being too extreme.
Oh, no. Well, first of all, the true faith is extreme. Did Jesus... Was Jesus murdered for his faith? And what he stood for?
Oh, yeah.
Was Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Was Peter?
Oh, yeah.
John died a prisoner on an island, but the history says they boiled him in oil first. The true faith is very extreme, and Jesus said this, you'll be hated for my name's sake.
I understand.
And most of American churchianity is not hated by the world because they're just like the world. They don't go out in the streets and preach the gospel. They might invite people to church, and then they tell people, well, we're all going to sin a lot, and it's okay. And the pastors tell funny jokes about the NFL, or the pastor used movies for references, and none of that is of God. The Bible says we're to call people out of the world. Without holiness, no one will see God. So if you're not living a life that's holy and separate from the world and conforming all your ways, how you act, talk, dress, how you look, what you speak, where you spend your money, who you associate with, if all those things aren't focused on the kingdom of God, you know what the truth is? You have idols.
Oh, I suppose if I drink beer, I won't go to heaven either.
What Bible verse says that alcohol is sinful? Do you know what is sinful? Drunkenness.
Excess.
Drunkenness. Yeah. So if you drink enough beer where you start getting tippy and drunk,
you're a drunk. I just wanted to test that.
Yeah. I drink a glass of wine once in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I don't know why you bring that up, because I didn't say that.
No,
so be careful in your judgments.
I
actually have an article about that. There's some Baptists that say alcohol is sinful.
Well,
and
it isn't.
Whatever, but excess is.
Yeah, right.
Excess is. So, but again, see, you rightly divided that. You said, I could drink a beer and that's not sinful as long as I don't get drunk. Well,
right.
You need to rightly divide everything else. Can I practice pagan holidays that God never ordained? Can I go to a Lutheran system named after a man who said baptize Jews by tying a rock around their neck and throwing them in a river? Hitler's men used Luther's writings to stir up hatred for the Jews.
Yeah.
Martin Luther was a wicked, wicked heretic. He baptized babies, which I know do you guys?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Does a baby have any cognizance of the Lord?
The whole idea is that the baby takes on the...
Do you have any scriptural reference where they baptized any children in the New Testament?
None.
It was all adults. I got articles on all of this, so I'd encourage you to go a lot deeper, because unless you're seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are, not just church, unless every day, Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and Mark adds strength. If you're not doing that every day, what I want you to do is wake up and take stock and go, that man said that I can't just go to church on Sunday and claim to love God. If everything in your life is not under the Lordship of Christ and serving for His kingdom, all your resources, your time, and your effort, service of the kingdom of God, what I would say is, what's left is idols. And so many people have idols. They give God little pittance on Sunday. They might read a devotional in the morning for 10 minutes, but they're watching Netflix for 3 hours. They're watching the Packers. They're fishing for 10 hours a day. These are idols. Anything that you serve more than God is an idol.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so, and that's the American churchianity.
Yeah.
They keep many false ways, and it's our job as the remnant, as a street preacher. And I fund myself. I don't take anybody's money. I retired early to do this. We live in that camper van. We sold all our properties. And we just travel. And I get to meet. See, if I sit on my porch, I had a homestead in Missouri. If I sit on my comfy little homestead in Missouri in the middle of nowhere, and I love it, it's peaceful and quiet, I don't get to meet you.
Yeah.
I come out in the world. We're looking for a board for our, we got to make a project in our van. And I get to meet you. And I get to encourage you to go much deeper than man-made religion is going to take you. And here's the thing. When you start obeying God, if that group doesn't want to obey God, you can't stay with them. The Bible says come out from among them. If they want to keep their sin and their false ways, you have to leave them, and you have to follow Christ, because He is the one that died for you. You don't owe the Lutheran system nothing.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and so when you know that it's not the truth and they won't leave that truth, you have to come out of it. And that calls them out. And they go, what's your first name?
Cliff.
Cliff. I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. They say, why did Cliff leave us? Well, he started reading the Bible and he showed us that our gospel's false. He showed us that Christmas and Easter are false. He showed us we're worldly and we don't want to repent of that. So Cliff said he wants to walk in holiness. And people go, well, I should look into that maybe. And because you are being a light and stand outside, other people go, I think Cliff's right. I think we are worldly. I think we do have a false gospel. I think Christmas and Easter is pagan and the Roman Catholicism. And then by you standing out and being a Noah, saying, no, I follow God. I don't follow man-made religion or the culture. You can be a light to other people around you, but I can promise you it will cost you most of your friends, your associates.
Oh, I understand.
And that's what Jesus said. You must lose your life. We lost our life. We lost family, all of our family, friends, our careers. We lost everything to follow Jesus. If you just go to church on Sunday, you're going to lose nothing. That makes sense?
Yeah. Oh, I
you've been gracious.
Yep.
I'm glad it went better than I thought it was going to go, because with most religious people, they become my enemy quickly and they hate me. You listened and I hope some of those seeds went in you. I'd love to email you and talk to you, and I'll be willing to study. I got a brother in this area. I'd be willing to Bible study with you and encourage you to go a lot deeper.
You live in this area?
No, my brother does. He lives in Nakusa.
Oh.
And so I'm up here, him and I are witnessing, and we're just fellowshipping with him, but we'll be moving on. We'll be traveling, moving on. But the fruit that you're born again is your life will match the scriptures. Your life, ready? Last thing I'll leave you with. Your life should look like the New Testament saints in the first century, not modern Christianity. Makes sense, doesn't it? We love you. Have a joyous day, sir. Hope to hear from you.